Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud and Araisa is Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're learning Rosh Hashanah Gimel Amud Beis. We left off Gimel Amud Aleph, just a couple lines up from the bottom of the page, roughly 4 lines or 5 lines up. Amar Rav Chizda, right at the beginning of the line, was Amar Rav Chizda. Third word of the line, Amar Rav Chizda Leishana. Just to get our bearings, we've been discussing the Mishnah start off saying that the Rosh Hashanah, there's 4 Rosh Hashanahs, and the Rosh Hashanah of Echa Benisan is Rosh Hashanah for Malachim. First day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, for the new years, for a king, dating Shtaris, for the new year for the king. We said it's also the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, for Baltacher. So we even focus very much on the idea of being the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, Shkayach, Ash Alexander, for bringing Gemaras. Thank you for bringing the Israeli Gemaras, appreciate it. So the Rosh Hashanah for the kings is Nisan. So we spent the past really plot discussing, how do we know that the new year is Nisan? We brought various rayas. Ultimately, we brought a raya from the double lashon of Sheni. It's said by Shlomo Melech. It's Besheni, Besheni. It's said Besheni twice. And we said, what's the second Sheni? The second Sheni is telling me that the second month, it was Chodesh Ziv over there, was talking about Ir. And Ir is the second month of the new year for a king. We learn from there that in general, the new year for kings is Nisan from Shlomo Melech. Okay, from the Lashon of Sheni. We point out, I missed the question, that the Gemara took for granted that we never find the word Sheni associated with a day of the week. Sheni is always associated with a month, with a year, but not a day of the week. So I think it's Yossi has the question of the Chira. We have in the Prius Ailam, we have the Lashon of Sheni. Right? So we pointed out that Prius Ailam, the Lashon of the year of Sheni Shlishi, was a count, not of days of the week. It was a count of days from creation. The week didn't exist yet. The week only existed afterwards. It was a count from the days of creation. That was the count of Rishon Sheni. We also use that as explanation why the first day wasn't called Rishon. What was it called? Yom Echad. Why was it called Echad? Why was it not called Rishon like you typically count when you count 1, 2, 3? Because there was no Sheni yet. And lastly, we also pointed out from the Rivash that could be why we're not so makbid on in Gittin to have, we're going to get to the daf now, we're not so makbid to have the day of the week in the get. Could be we do write it now, but we're not. It's not a kapeda, it's not an ekev to have the exact day of the week, because days of the week weren't necessarily something that had a status of being counted. Of course, even after we have the 7 days of creation, even afterwards, we're saying typically in the Torah, we don't find days of the week in reference yet. In Mashishi, by the month we discussed, but again, you don't typically find days of the week in reference. And the first point out, the reason for that is because it was really counting day one, day two, day three for Shabbos. We count the days of the week for Shabbos. We don't count them. We don't have names of days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in Hebrew. We don't have names of days because we're really counting just the number of days till Shabbos. Okay, but that's all was in our conversation to say that Nisan is the new year for Malachim, but we're up to again, Amar of Chizda, 5 and 7 about the page. This all is only talking about Malchei Yisrael. Amar of Chizda, Shanel Malchei Yisrael, Al Malchei Musaylam, Mitishrei Maninan. When it comes to Malchei Yisrael, that's when we count from Nisan as the new year. When it comes to Malchei Musaylam, we actually count specifically from Tishrei, which is ironic. Well, first of all, a proof that will speak of the irony. Shnemar, Tivin Nechem Mechaya, Tivin Chedesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim. These are the words of Nechem Mechaya. It was in the Chedesh of Kislev, in the 20th year of the kingdom. Uchsevei B'chedesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, La'ar Tachshasa. Now it says, La'ar Tachshasta. It says that it was in Chedesh Nisan, and it was still the 20th year. So if Kislev is the 20th year, and then Nisan still 20th year, we're at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. If Kislev is the 20th year, and Nisan still the 20th year, obviously Nisan is not the new year for the king, right? Because it should be 21st year. And it continues from Kislev into Nisan, and it's still called Shas Esrim, V'kar L'Shas Esrim, V'chlal, the Rosh Hashanah L'Av Nisanu, it must be Rosh Hashanah Nisan, and the merchant takes for granted, there's one's Rosh Hashanah, it'll be Tishrei, it'll be the other new year, it'll be Tishrei. Okay. So before we get into debates as to what how foolproof this raya is, the Mefarshim, the Shreinim already addressed, what would be the logic? When it comes to a Yiddish king, we go based on Nisan. When it comes to, we know our Rosh Hashanah, of course, Rosh Hashanah for Yidden is Tishrei, right? Yeah, we know the new month of the year is Nisan, but Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. And by Goyish kings it's Tishrei, whereas by Yiddish kings it will be Nisan. So the Ramban, they give similar mahalchan, and they explain beautifully that Klal Yisrael became a nation and became out of their Shebud when? Obviously in Nisan, right? That was Jesse's question, right? When? The Rosh Hashanah should be Tesvav Nisan, not just Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but the Rosh Hashanah for Klal Yisrael, for Malachim, Malchi Klal Yisrael, is Nisan, because that's when we had the power, we were able to have the concept of even entertaining being a nation, having a king. Till that point, we couldn't be a king. We were under servitude for the hundreds of years before that. We weren't even fully a nation necessarily to that point. And therefore, our kingdom starts from Nisan. Whereas, let's assume that Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei because that's the Bria Sa'ilam. Gaishim, kingdom, the day the world is created, any nation is fit to have a king. So it makes sense that for the Gaish nations, the Rosh Hashanah for kings would be Tishrei, whereas for Klal Yisrael, it would be from Nisan. Now, the Mefarshim tweak this concept. Some say that we're going based on the Maila of Klal Yisrael is Nisan, the Maila of the rest of the world is Tishrei. It's really all the similar ideas, the Ramban, that's the similar, the basic Mahalach. Okay. But the Mordechai is bothered by a few questions. First of all, in the second pasuk, it says clearly, Atarshasta. It says by the pasuk of Nisan, it was the 20th year of Atarshasta. That's when talking about the pasuk of Avi Nechemia. But the first pasuk, it just says it was in Kislev, in the 20th year. It didn't say that it was Atarshasta the king. Maybe it didn't mean, maybe we're not talking about Atarshasta. And the Mabishlam Haich, Mefarsh Atarshasta. The second pasuk explicitly says Atarshasta, Alahai. But the first pasuk, Mimaidach, Atarshasta, Dilma, Tapa Mez, Lemidyon Achmina, maybe it's some other count. Maybe the 20 years, this is some other count. Not from the kingdom, not from the reign of the king. Atarshasta, how do you know to use this to say that we have a proof that Nisan is not the new year because you went from Kislev to Nisan and you stayed in the same number? Maybe Kislev was a different count totally. Amar Papa, we quoted this back the other day, we quoted this a lot earlier, Legabe, our boy, my boy, and we borrow from our papa. Our papa, that it says over here, Shnei Mesrim, Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, says we're Esrim twice in the Pasuk of Kislev, in the Pasuk of Nisan, we say the Gzeir Shav, Mahasma, Chatashtasta, Avachal Atashtasta. Just like by Kislev, by Nisan, says clearly, Atashtasta, so to the Pasuk by Kislev, even though it didn't say this 20th year Atashtasta, means the 20th year Atashtasta, we're using the Gzeir Shav. So again, we're talking about the 20th year Atashtasta and Kislev, 20th year Nisan, must be Nisan, not the new year. What's the obvious question? We had the same question back on Daf Beis. That's all good if you're talking about the Nisan that followed Kislev. Maybe it was the Nisan that preceded Kislev. Maybe it was the 20th year. Every year is going to have a Nisan and a Kislev. So maybe it was Atarshasta in Nisan in his 20th year. And then a bunch of months later in Kislev, it was talking about the 20th year still, not the other way. Says the Gemara, my demise that the Kislev Kadim. How do you know the story of Kislev came first? Perhaps Dilma Maisa the Nisan Kadim. Maybe the story of Nisan came first. The Amid looks a little long. It's Mamish. I don't call it Gaza, but it's straight Drushes. I'm sorry, it goes very quickly. How do you know that it's the Kislev came first? Maybe Nisan came first. Leisakadayit of Tanya. Devarim Shamar Lachanan Lachanan BeKislev. Amar Nechemia LeMelech BeNisan. No, don't make that mistake because the messages that came from Hanani to Nechemia in Kislev, which is part of that first parsha to be quoted about the 20th year in Kislev, Nechemia repeated that information to the Melech in Nisan. So obviously Nisan took place after Kislev, and it's a right that Nisan is not the new year. Where do we see this? Nothing more elaborates. We'll go through a little bit of the of Nachneo. Durham Shem Chanan in the Chemi Kislev Shneimar. It says in the pasuk Divrei Chen Chemi Chemechaya. These are the words Chemi Chaya. Vibechadish Kislev Shas Esrim. It was in the Kislev in the 20th year. It doesn't say to what. We're saying means Tachashasta. That was Rav Papa's Kseir Shava. Vani Yisi B'Shushan Abira. And I was in Shushan Abira. This is right in the beginning. This is literally the first psukim in Sefer Nechemia. Vayavi Chanani Echem Achai Hu Vanashim Yudu Vashalim. Chanani, one of my brothers, him, and the people of Yishlayim, the people of Yehuda, sorry, came up, Vashalim, and I asked him, Allah Yehuda, Mapleta, Shinishu, Meshem, Nashafi, Vayishlayim. I asked him about the Yidden who had survived, who remained in captivity, and I asked him about Yishlayim. Vyamrili. And they said to me, Hanashama Shinishu, Meshavi, Basham, Medina, Bira Gedaila. The people left over there in captivity, they're in terrible situation, embarrassment, and the walls of Yerushalayim, and the walls of Yerushalayim are breached, and the gates have been set on fire. Okay, that was the very terrible message, but that was the report that Hanani and one of Nechemia's brothers from Yehuda, came and gave to Nechemia in Kislev. And those same words, that same message essentially is what Nehemia repeated to the king in Nisan. Amr Nehemia the Melch Nisan. Where do you see that? Shneimar Vibechadish Nisan. It was in Chadish Nisan. Chatashtasta Hamelech in the 20th year. Still the 20th year of Artashtasta the king. Yain Lefana Vesha Vesa Seyain Ve'Enel Lemelch Leisi Ra Lefana. It was in the month of Nisan, and the wine was before the king. I carried up the wine. By the way, what was another name for Nehemia? I don't know another name for Nehemia. Hatashtasta. Hatar Shasa, easy to remember it is, Hitir Shasa. Drinking wine of Goyim is typically Asar. But Nechemia was the wine taster of the king. Nechemia was the wine taster of the king. Actually, Nechemia drank the wine before the king. How can he do that? The answer is because My Malchus answers no, because they used to taste the wine before the king to make sure it wasn't spoiled or worse or poisoned. You know, someone had the job to make sure the wine was in good standing. They taste the wine in front of the king. Nehemiah was the hitter shasta. They matter him because he had a relationship with the king. They matter him to drink the wine, even though we typically don't drink yayin of the king. Discussion: drank it or he spit it out. Okay, but the point is that the name. Sorry.
He drank it before.
The king knew.
Oh,
drink for the king. Got it. Yeah, I know, but it was the wine that belonged to the kingdom. It's a, yeah, that doesn't mean the king was menasech. It means that it belonged to the kingdom. But still, it was okay. He was in charge of the wine. Hitter, shasa, was another name for the king. Okay, but he's saying, I was doing my job over there. I was in the presence of the king, and my parents, Valisi Rab in front of. I never used to appear negative in front of him. Even though we were going through bad times, Israel, I never appeared negative in front of him. For Emily and Melch, when the king says to me, Madua Penecha Royim, why is your face down today? Ain't Zekiyim Roy Levim. This is obviously a ra of the heart, the ira harimayin. And I was afraid. I'm very afraid. I'm going to tell him that I'm upset about what's going on. About our people in our tzav are conquered and being mistreated. But on the other hand, it was shas akasha. It was he's offering me to find out what's bothering me. I said, long live the king. The king shall forever, meaning respectful. Madua layir upon I. How can my face not be down? Asher ear. That my city, the base kivris, the base where my ancestors are buried, is in ruins and the gates are lit up on fire. Family Amelech and Achashasasa said to Nehemiah, Al Mazze Atam Vakesh, what do you want? Look at the next words, unbelievable. Vaspal Keashamayim, says Nehemiah, in that moment, when he asked what I want, what did I do? Adavat Hashem. Adavat Hashem to say the right thing, that everything should go smooth. Adavat Hashem. In that moment, Adavat Hashem Va'imar. And then I said to the king, if it's good in the king's eyes and if I find favor in his eyes in front of him, let me go back to Yehuda and the city of my ancestors' burial and let me build back up the city. King says to me, he said to me with his people next to him, how long are you going to go for? How many are you going to be back? And I gave him a time. It was good in his eyes. He sent me, and I gave him a time to come back. But you see clearly that Nehemiah was giving over the report that he had heard about the gates being lit up on fire. He only heard that report in Kislev, and then he was giving the message to the king in Nisan. Obviously, that Nisan came after the Kislev, because if it preceded it, it didn't make sense. He only got the report, how many months later is it? About 10 months, 8, 9 months later, he only got the report, right? 9 months later, can't be. It must be Kislev preceded Nisan, and still we're calling them both 20th year. Must be that when it comes to the Gaish kings, we don't see the new year is from Nisan, rather the new year is from Tishrei. Okay. Maser Basif. Basif is a bomb kasha. Miyam Esther. It says the Pasuk is talking about when they rebuild the Basif English in times of Deyavish. It says, Miyam Esther, Rabbi Lechay, Bashishi, Bashnas, Shtayim, Deyavish. In the 24th day of the month, the 6th month, which is Elul, in the 2nd year of Deyavish. Uchsiv, then it says further, Bashvi, in the 7th month, now what should that be? In the 3rd year. Right, because we're saying when is the new year for Gaish kings? The new year is Tishrei, Bishvi, Besamech L'Chaydish, on the 21st of the month, in the 7th month, on the 21st of the month, V'misa Bishvi B'shas Shleish Shalshman Bailei. If you're telling me that the new year for the Gaish kings is Tishrei, then it should be in the 3rd year. Why not say the 3rd year? Amar Avvo, Kairesh, Melech Kasher Haya, L'fikach Manu Le'lamach Yisrael. Kairish was a kosher king. He let them rebuild the base of Middash, and therefore he's counted like Malchus Yisrael, unbelievable, in Nisan. That's funny. We're talking about the Yavish, and we give an answer to Kairish. What's the answer? The answer is going to be is the same person. What's the problem? The problem is they were going to say all three are the same person. Who's all three? Achdar Shasta, Kairish, and the Yavish. Achdar Shasta was the one that we just said was the source that Goyim go based on Tishrei, not Nisan. And now we're having him as the... So the first point out already over here, and they say, sit tight. The Gemara is going to ask a similar question between Kurish and Dervish, and the answer we give for a question within Kurish himself, and the Dervish himself, we have a steward in Dervish himself, the answer we give to that will answer also the Achdash Shasta question as well. We'll get there. Says the Gemara, Masa Vesef, Chada Im Kain Kashkar Dadi. If you tell me that the Yavish, because he was kosher king, his years have been counted based on Nisa, not based on Tishrei, we have a stira. Tichsiv, because you have psukim as follows. V'sheitzi, beisdin, beisdana, adyen, plus liyarech, adar, dihi, shnas, sheis, lemachas, yavish, malka. It talks about the basement being completed in the 3rd day of Adar, in the 6th year of the Yavish. It was completed. V'tanya, beisdin, man, the shana abba, olas, mbavel, v'golosimai. That year, around that time, keywords around the time, in the next year, Ezra came up from Bavel with the people from Galus. They came to Shalem in the fifth month. Hishnas Shvius Lamelech, and they came to Shalem in the fifth month, and they, it was the seventh year of the king. Now they came around that time, which means they came around. The topic over there was that when Ezra came back up, they brought Karm Pesach. So it was the Beis Mishra was finished in Adar. Around that time, a year later, basically 13 months later, they came and brought up Karm Pesach. Makes a lot of sense. And but the problem is, it continues. It says in the fifth month of that year of the. A year, 13 months later, plus four more months. So the fifth month of that year, it was the seventh year of the King Darvish. Now, how would the fifth month, which is Av, be the seventh year? It should be the eighth year. If it was finished, in let's do the math. We're saying the new year was Nisan. The new year for Darvish is Nisan, because we treat him like Malchus Yisrael. It's like is Nisan. He finished the Beis Hamikdash in this Adar in his sixth year. And then the Pasuk describes that Av, cool, it's about 16 months later, or 17 months later, is the seventh year. No, it shouldn't be the seventh year. Nisan should make it, Nisan, the next month, makes it the seventh year. Nisan, 13 months later, is his eighth year. That Av should have been his eighth year, says the Gemara of Vim Isa. It should be the eighth year of the king. Question number one. And that question is ultimately the bottom question we're going to have to get back to. But the Mar interjects another question, right? Dummy, basic question. Hasam Karashacha Dayavish, what's going on over here? You told me that Dayavish, you said, was a Melech Kasher, and that's why he's counted based on Nisan, not based on Tishrei. But then you said, your answer was, or Bavo answered, that Kairish was a Melech Kasher. You asked about Dayavish, and you asked about Kairish. Says the Mar, Hasam Karashacha Dayavish, Tana, that's not fair. Who Kairish, who Dayavish, who Achata Shasta? It's all the same person. And the Mara explains. Kairish, Shemel Kasher, the letters of Kairish are same as Kasher. He's a Kasher king. Achata Shasta, Al Shem Machusai, is Al Shem Malchus. The Malchus of Persia, they were all referred to as like Paris and Mitzrayim. They referred to Achata Shasta. What was his actual name? Umashemai. His actual name was Dayavish Shemai. His actual name was Dayavish. Okay, become a kakasha, but he still didn't ask the question. We've answered that Dayavish, Kairish, same person. We have a new question, by the way, which we introduced just now. The Achtashasta is also the same person, and you used him before as the riot by the Bagayish kings, and now we're saying that Dayavish is treated like a Yiddish king, so that's a new question, which the Mara doesn't even address. The Mefarshim address it, but the Mara's going to answer it in a second, but we're still left with the original question. Dayavish, you tell me, is treated like a Yiddish king, and therefore a New Year's Nisan. Yet, we have psukim that clearly don't count the New Year's Nisan, because we count it from Adar till 17 months later, Av, only from year 6 to year 7. If Tishrei is the new year, Gevaldik, then it makes sense. But if Nisan's the new year, then it doesn't make sense. It should be year 8. Answers to Gemara, Amar Bitzit, we'll stop with this. Like Kasha, Kan Kodesh Hechmetz, Kan Lashech Hechmetz. Dayavish himself wasn't always kosher. Before, when he allowed the Beis Hamikdash, when it was kosher times, that's when he was considered like a Malach Yisrael, so he counted his years. I'm not sure what happened about the switchover, but that's when he counted his years based on Nisan like a Malach Yisrael. But eventually he soured, and that's already talking about right when the Beis Hamikdash was finished, around that time he soured, and they reverted from counting his new years from Nisan. Again, I don't know what happened at the switch exactly, but they reverted from counting Nisan, they switched it to Tishrei, and this will also answer our issue with Achtar Shasta. Again, 20 years into Achtar Shasta's reign is no longer Shver, because that's long after he soured. So Achtar Shasta could be the symbol of the Gaisha king, and even though he's the same Dayavish, he's also the symbol of the Jewish king. The Gemara's going to discuss, was he really, did he really become Hichmetz? Was he Chametz? The Gemara's going to discuss that. We'll leave that for tomorrow, the next Gemara's question. But one key point to leave you to think about, I don't have an answer right now, I forgot the answer, but the first one I remember to discuss, that we know, who was the mother of Kairish? Esther. Esther and Achashverosh, they gave birth to Kairish together. That's according to one model. If that's the case, suppose the Mar's Kash in the first place. Dayavesh is a Kairish king. And, no, he's not. He's a Jewish king. His mother is Jewish. Mother is Esther. Bob Kasha. Let us know if you have an answer.